it's that time again. Friday, Morning Hog Happy Hour, Riggs and Guy Brew Review, bringing the 2021 version of Josh and Amelia from SR Parade World Headquarters.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah. Good morning, friends. How you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
I know it's only been a week since we last did this, but I don't remember that New Year's morning one. I stayed up late with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, and I did a lot of beer and champagne, and I don't remember what happened. But here we are, and currently sober, Brew Review. But let's fix that with four great flavors that you brought us today. Did you? What is our 2021 second theme here?
There's no real theme. I actually have some pretty cool stuff today. We have four different beers today. Three of them are brand new.
Like it.
And one is a old classic.
Okay. I like the start of having new beers in a new year. And I do recognize some classic names, at least, on there. All right, where do we start? What's number one?
All right, so we're going to start off with Dogfish Head here. We have a new seasonal from them, and it's called Sunday Feels. 6.5% alcohol. It is a, let's say, a brunch-inspired sour. So okay. When you think of brunches on a Sunday, you think of mimosas, Bellinis, screwdrivers, stuff like that. And so that's kind of the direction they went.
Oh, wow.
So this has blood orange juice, some peach puree, everything, and champagne, apparently.
Okay.
It kind of reminds me of a Goza beer.
Right. So in that same realm, whereas this is a sour, so you get, that sour punch. Mm. And, this is a great replacement for your mimosas or something like that on a Sunday.
No doubt.
May even help out a little bit with your Sunday hangovers.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to try to just, push the champagne aside and just go with this.
But it does taste like a mimosa a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Apparently, they've actually been brewing this for a couple years now, since 2019, and it was kind of one of those small batch beers only available in their test kitchen. And the reception went so well that they went full scale with it, and now we have Sunday Feels.
Wow. Okay. All right. This is good. And again, the last few Sundays that I've had have been very, very. I don't remember them. I'm going to remember this Sunday when I have that beer in my mouth already.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Got that planned.
Yeah, really, really good.
Memorable. Yeah, I've never had anything quite like it. And definitely, if you like sours, if you like gozas, fruity, maybe like a little bit of salt in there, it's good.
That's a good point. Like, I haven't had pretzels today, but now I feel like I might have had pretzels because a little salt.
Yeah,
they'd say, I didn't even, thank you, Amelia, that's good. I like that beer. Beer number two, I know I'm going to like, but I've never had this before.
Well, that's because, again, it's brand new. This is another seasonal, so these two beers you definitely want to, if you see them out there, grab them. The Sunday Feels is going to be a little bit harder to find. The next one here is Sierra Nevada's Wanderland.
Ooh.
Their Nectarine Ale. It will be a little bit easier to get because you'll find it in your Publix's and your Total Wine ABC's, stuff like that. It'll be around for a little bit longer as well. What surprised me about this is, like I said, it's a Nectarine Ale, but it clocks in at 7.5%.
Oh, man. Oh, hi.
My kind of drink.
Oh boy!
Just made my plastic cup that we're drinking out of more stiff. Wow!
Isn't a nectarine like closer to a peach?
It is now because I drank some of this.
Yeah,
it
is.
Yeah. This is why I'm learning on this segment. Wow! It is, but it's not. But it still has some zest in there that if you just sunk your mouth into a peach, you wouldn't get.
So that's really nice because it tastes like beer.
Yes.
And then you don't get smacked with sweetness up front, which I was slightly expecting to happen. Mm-hmm. You actually get beer, and then it finishes really nice with that nectarine flavor. It's that's really interesting, very cool. I like that a lot.
Now that Guy has shown me the bottle that this came out of, I realize this is the beer that over our holidays that someone on social media had taunted me with. They just picked this item up and I was jealous, and my jealousy has been raging, and now it's quenched with this tasty brew.
Yeah, that's really good and very enjoyable. A little bit of sweetness on the very, very back end of it, but nothing overpowering. It's not like they blended up a whole bunch of nectarines and just threw it in a glass. It's actually beer, which is, it's a nice change of pace.
The nose on it, you definitely get the nectarine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know many ales that are 7.5%.
Yeah, I mean, 7.5% just in the beer world is up there anyway. So
solid.
That is a
Sierra Nevada solid.
That is a great fruit representation in Sierra Nevada. I'll ride with them anywhere just based on their hop profile. But then now I'm in with this nectarine flavor. And I'm glad you helped me clarify the fruit divide between all of the harder citrus and this this peach, but again, not a sweet attack on this thing at all.
Right.
And by the way, I think you'll both be, and Guy, you'll probably be appreciative of this too, because Guy's been like, you know, losing weight. I don't know what his diet plan is, but I decided to try like some shredded salad with some cut up chicken, and then I put some those tangerines in there. Like, it just peeled, okay. Just peeled it and threw it in there. It's a delightful mix. It's like its own. It makes its own dressing when you puncture them with the fork.
Look at you taking a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look at this guy trying new things.
Right?
Yeah. 2021.
And now check this out. I'm going to add this nectarine Sierra Nevada beer to the salad. I'm not going to have a salad without beer now. It's my New Year's resolution. What do you think about that?
Is the salad on top of a pizza?
I mean, I'm thinking about dividing them, but, you know, I could eat them together. It's fine. Let me think about that during this beautiful music break that we're about to take. We got two more tasty brews in the Riggs and Guy Brew Review right here. Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot are with us. Stick around. Morning Hog Happy Hour on 95.7 The Hog.